This is Classic Poetry Aloud, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce this, our 229th podcast, 1 year on to the day from when we began poetry podcasting readings with Shelley's Ozymandias of Egypt, which just four people downloaded on the 15th of May 2007. Since then, we've had over 700,000 downloads of readings from across the world. We have over 220 poetry readings from over 80 poets, and it seems like the world likes to listen to poetry. My name's Don Taylor. I'm British, born and educated. I've travelled a bit. I now live in West London, not far from the Thames, and I select and record the poetry readings here at home. And it's rather strange and it's rather humbling to look at the download records and see that Classic Poetry Aloud is being listened to throughout the world. Now, in this occasional miscellany podcast, which is our seventh, I'd like to make my last appeal for donations, you'll be pleased to hear, during this appeal week. And I'll also talk about what's coming up in the next 12 months, and then, of course, we'll have some short poetry, mostly around the theme of the arrival of spring, finally, in the Northern Hemisphere. And certainly here in the UK, we've been celebrating some wonderful weather for the past week. So, that donation appeal. This month, the popularity of Classic Poetry Aloud means that I have to upgrade my podcast service provider subscription for the second time this year to what they call their Platinum service, which is a fancy way of saying more bandwidth means more bucks. There are other costs involved in running these podcasts, and I suppose I'd like you to consider whether you could contribute towards them. You might contemplate how much the podcasts are worth to you. Is it perhaps about as valuable to you as a cup of coffee each week? A cup of coffee every month, perhaps? Is it about as dear to you as a hardback book each year? Consider the value that you think the service brings to you, and then if you choose, visit www.classicpoetryaloud.com and click the PayPal button. Thank you. Now then, what's coming up in the next 12 months? Plenty. We'll have some special themed weeks of poetry, as we have in the last 12 months. We'll have a special week of war poetry in November, leading up to Armistice Day on November the 11th. And this year, we'll mix some classic war poetry with some war poetry you may not be so familiar with. We'll also have a Milton week. It's the 400th anniversary of his birthday in December, and we'll celebrate that with a week of his sonnets. Plus, at the suggestion of newsletter subscriber Suzanne Chandler, we'll have a week of poetry suitable for children, 1 week before August and the summer break. Now, that's not children's poetry, but poetry that children will enjoy. Suzanne reckons that children can enjoy and appreciate a great deal of poetry, and from my experience, I agree. I'd like to think of some kids somewhere in the world choosing to listen to some of that poetry over the long summer. And we'll have some special days as well coming up this year. The anniversary of the Peterloo Massacre in the UK will be marked by some political poetry from Shelley, and also, on the political side, Wordsworth's Toussaint Louverture will be used next Tuesday to mark the birthday of the great Haitian man who was born as a slave and ended up running the country. And we'll mark the anniversary of D-Day in June with another reading in French of a poem by Verlaine, and I'll explain what all that's about on the 6th of June itself, and so on. There'll be lots of these days pitted throughout the year. If you've got a suggestion of a day that should be marked with poetry for some reason, please mail me with your suggestions, and the address is classicpoetryaloud@yahoo.co.uk. That's classicpoetryaloud@yahoo.co.uk. We will also have some longer poems. I owe people renditions of The Castle of Chillon, When Lilacs Last in the Doorway Bloomed, and The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. Apologies for not having got those done before, but they will be coming up. And as well as these long poems, of course, people frequently suggest shorter poems to be read. And so to wrap up this episode, here is a montage of some of those poems which suggest the glories of spring. We'll begin with Rossetti, Seeing the Wind, Wordsworth, Seeing a Rainbow, Emily Dickinson, Witnessing the Flood of Spring, The Inundation of Spring, and finally, a petition by Thomas Bailey Aldrich about the spring, youth, and the necessity of growing old. First, Who Has Seen the Wind by Christina Rossetti. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But when the trees bow down their heads, the wind is passing by. The Rainbow by William Wordsworth. My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So was it when my life began. So is it now I am a man. So be it when I shall grow old, or let me die. The child is father of the man. I could wish my days to be bound each to each by natural piety. Emily Dickinson, part 5 of her book, Complete Poems, The Single Hound, poem number 117. The inundation of the spring submerges every soul. It sweeps the tenement away, but leaves the water whole, in which the soul, at first alarmed, seeks furtive for its shore, but acclimated, gropes no more for that peninsula. And finally, a poem which will ring true for anybody who faces growing old, or any poet. A petition by Thomas Bailey Aldrich. To spring belongs the violet, and the blown spice of the roses let the summer own. Grant me this favour, muse, all else withhold, that I may not write verse when I am old. And yet, I pray you, muse, delay the time. Be not too ready to deny me rhyme. And when the hour strikes, as it must, dear muse, I beg you, very gently, break the news. And if you're listening in the Southern Hemisphere, I can only bring Shelley's words to mind from Ode to the West Wind. If winter comes, can spring be far behind? I was going to end this edition by thanking individually all the people who've supported this podcast by listening and by donating, but the list of all those that I would like to thank would just be too long. So instead, let me just give thanks to everybody listening and say, over the past year, I've enjoyed reading, and I hope you've enjoyed listening too. Classic Poetry Aloud.